It's Monday, the 16th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 16 of App Talk, my daily podcast for the Audiomo Challenge. I'm recording a different podcast every day throughout the month of June, and each day I'm talking about an app that I particularly like or that I recommend or that I just find interesting. Today I want to talk about another toddler or preschooler app, which is called Becca's Matching Game. That's B-E-C-C-A, Becca. So Becca's Matching Game is produced by a developer called Moonbury Studios. It's available on both iOS and Android. On the iOS side, it's a universal app, so it runs on iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. It requires iOS version 4.3 and upwards. Costs £1.49 on iOS, £1.69 on Android. And I received a complimentary copy for review purposes, which I actually got slightly before release, if I remember correctly, and haven't actually talked about or written about yet. So seemed a good time to talk about it now. So what is Becca's Matching Game? Well, it kind of does what it says on the tin, really. It's a game aimed at 0 to 5 year olds, which is inspired by that classic card turning pair matching game that we've all played at some point in our childhood. So your child goes through a series of little matching games, each one with a small number of cards, and they are prompted to either match pairs based on finding the same picture or finding things that are the same colour or finding things that are associated with each other. There's voice prompts throughout, so the child doesn't need to be able to read in order to follow the instructions, and it's got some lovely intuitive simple controls. So what do I like about this app? I love the design. It's really simple navigation. It's really cute, friendly animations. Young kids will find it perfectly straightforward to work through with. It's got sensible parental controls, which are protected by a slider so that, you know, your child can't get access to bits that they're not supposed to. And actually, the whole app is designed so that pretty much all the child can do is go into the app, start the game, and then move from mini game to mini game. It's actually quite hard for them to get out of that. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a little self-contained app. I love the variety of matching activities. I love that, you know, it's not just finding the same pictures, it's also matching by colour, or it's matching things that go together. So you might get a pencil and a pencil sharpener, which are a match, or an umbrella and rain. So, you know, it can be very simple, but it can also start them doing a little bit of lateral thinking, which is fabulous. All of that is configurable as well. So I'll talk about that a little bit later in my parents section. Is there anything I think could be better about the app? No, not really, although it hasn't caused me any problems, but I do wonder if the parental menus and the settings menus should be a little bit more protected. It is just a little slider, and it's a very obvious slider with a little button that you move from one position to another position. So I would imagine that clued up preschoolers would probably suss what that meant and might be able to get into the settings. I don't think they could do an awful lot of harm if they got in there, so I'm being a little bit picky in highlighting that, but I think it's just worth mentioning. Also, for me personally, I like my British English voices, and it is an American voice that navigates you around, and hearing the American voice congratulating your child every time they make a match can get a little grating after a while. But again, that's just me being super, super picky. So on the whole, it's a really good quality app that really couldn't do anything better. What do parents need to know? Well, it's made for toddlers and preschoolers. It's categorised on the iOS App Store as suitable for ages 0 to 5. There are no adverts in it. There are no in-app purchases. There's no social network connections. The developer says they don't collect any personal or geographic data. So it is, you know, it is completely safe to put in front of your kids. There's a parents section which has got a little bit of information about the app in it. It also has links out to the website to show you other apps by the same developer, and it's got a contact form if you need any help. There's also a settings area, again, which is protected by a little slider that you have to move correctly in order to get in. And in there, you can configure all sorts of stuff around the way that the app works. So you can configure the number of cards that will appear at the time, whether face-up cards or face-down cards or both should be offered to the child, and what type of games should be offered to the child. So, you know, if you've got a younger child, perhaps you want fewer cards and just the picture matching games. As your child gets older or more experienced, then you can bring in the association matching as well. And it's all completely configurable, which is really good. So what do I think of this app? I think it's a really nicely designed toddler app. It does what it does really, really well. You know, it's a matching game and it is a really fun matching game. Works really well. So definitely something that I would recommend. All the information given within this podcast is correct at the time of recording, at least as correct as I can get it. I'm much more familiar with the iOS version of things than the Android version, so when I talk about functionality and stuff, that tends to be the iOS version, and I can't be sure the Android version is the same. Please bear in mind, stuff changes on the App Store all the time, so please double check functionality and pricing before making any commitment to buy, as stuff might have changed since I recorded. You can find all my episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they also all get copied across to my blog, which is at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.